for Fox Scram!
My grandfather Frank Redfield's funeral's on Friday. We call him Papa, and he could move mountains with his silence. He fathered a family of artists who knew the value of labor, the efficiency of expression. If it is unclear, rephrase it. If it is unusable, remove it. If it is imperfect, rework it until it is as much a part of you as a limb. He never said this, but through his life, he implied it. His stone eyes edited lies from our speech before we could speak them. His hands held me tight once after I sinned. They held me soft when my father translated himself into a mythology that I've since ceased believing in. His hands were the tools with which he spoke through his silence. He carved and crafted rifles like Stradivarius made violins. And the first recoil was a symphony compressed into a split second. He brought wood to life as though generations of forest grew to make the right grain, the right feel, worthy of his talent. He did not build airplanes. He built aircraft with the precision of a heart surgeon, knowing one loose screw, one misaligned wire could transform a craft of beauty into a coffin and a wife like his into a widow. He made no widows except one. He crafted art that soared like mechanical angels and made us feel like he must have felt with Grandma. Even in his absence, he scares me because he was so much more of what a man should be than the men I see around me, than the man who fathered me. He was sometimes the machine moving me. He was sometimes the monster under my bed, keeping me from going gentle into the good night without fighting back against the darkness. He was sometimes a giant stretching hands from horizon to horizon, holding down the sun and the moon and dictating the rising. I am convinced that Eastern Montana is so perfectly flat in fear of him. We call him Papa, and he could move mountains with his silence. I never heard him say he loved her, not in words. Not in a way that I could steal. Not in a way that the cheap poet in me could have plagiarized into a stanza for some mediocre poem unworthy of his memory. I never heard him say he loved her with words. He said it with his eyes. He said it in the stories my mother would tell me about how he would raise armies and wage wars just to bring her flowers. He said it with the way he told me about driving across Massachusetts, New York, and Pennsylvania every weekend just to see her for 2 hours between college classes and curfews. He said it and how he played Waltzing Matilda on a harmonica like he was asking her to dance for the first time again. He said he loved her by showing us how a good man should love a woman right. We call him Papa, and he could move mountains with his silence. He is the poet. Me, his grandson, I am just his microphone.
Christopher Fox Graham on the microphone once again. Hey, check this out. We got this thing. You're probably familiar with it from last week. If you're interested in what we're doing and if you'd like to hear more about it, this is our email list. Just throw down your name and your email address.